Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt, and I am in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, calling in from Colorado tonight. It is Tuesday, December 20th, 2011, and as I was saying in the introductions before we started recording this call, that the last few days have been some of the biggest days we've had sales-wise and recruiting-wise all year long, and that's exciting. You know, it's exciting that we're building some momentum here as the year is coming to a close, and importantly, I'm sure that will bode well for the business as we roll into the new year. So if you've got some of that momentum, you've got some new people in your business, congratulations. And if not, then this call is going to be extra important for you as we talk about how to introduce the business by leading with the products or leading with the business or both. You know, there's an age-old question, you know, should I lead with the product? Should I talk about the product? Should I focus on health? Should I focus on wellness and nutrition and weight loss and whole food, raw food, live food? Or should I focus on the business, making money, tough economy? Well, the answer is yes, you should do both, really, and the more versatile you are, the more successful you're going to be. But before we get into that training here tonight, wanted to make a couple announcements. Of course, we've got our new webinar on the website, getting lots of positive response about the webinar. So hopefully everyone online has had an opportunity to look at the 12-minute webinar on the MyPurium.com website. But more importantly, hopefully you're inviting people to look at that information. You know, every time you've got something new, it's an opportunity to promote. And even if you've talked about the products, talked about the opportunity in the past, if you've got something new to show somebody, email them out just the webinar. We put links into the email blast, so you have a way to send that out to people, so take advantage of it. I also wanted to make sure everybody knew the schedule for the corporate office. It was in the email blast, but I just want to reiterate it. Tomorrow, Wednesday, the company is doing a holiday party, so they are going to be closed at 2 o'clock Pacific. So we'll be opened all the way up through 2 o'clock Pacific. I believe that Dave and Amy are planning on doing a Meet the Owners call tomorrow night, so I think that's going to go off as scheduled. Thursday, the company is open. We are planning on doing a business opportunity call that night. Friday, the company will be closed. Monday, the company will be closed. And then Tuesday through Friday next week is a normal schedule. Tuesday call for training, Thursday call for opportunity, and the company will be open on Friday. We will actually be closed on Monday, January 2nd, I believe it is. But that's the schedule for the next week or so. One other announcement, important one, is you know, the pools, our payout pools, each and every month. Those payout pools vary quite a bit, and sometimes they're bigger, sometimes they're smaller, depending upon how many people are in the pools. And I know that a lot of folks like to pay close attention to that. Because of our focus on recruiting, we had so many folks enroll at least three people this past month, that actually our recruiters pool was the smallest it's ever been, not because the business wasn't bigger, it's because we just had a lot of people who qualified for that. So for the first time ever, it was under $250. We've been talking about enroll three and double your money, and I do need to put a little disclaimer on that, which is that with our enrollment turbocharger plus the recruiters pool, every month up until last month, that certainly would have been the case. We can't guarantee 100% that enroll three, double your money will happen necessarily. It just depends on the size of the recruiters pool. So the recruiters pool was under $250 last month, but our consultant creator pool was $529 last night, or last month. So that's a very big number. Similar types of achievements in other companies around the industry pay about $50, so we're paying about 10 times that. And importantly, our diamond pool last month paid $1,413 per point, $1,413 per point. So if you want to close your eyes and imagine that you were a black diamond last month, black diamonds get 8 points. That would have been over $11,000 just in pool money, not to count lifestyle bonuses, unilevel bonuses, matching bonuses, consultant creator pools, et cetera, et cetera. So our compensation plan certainly pays well, and we want everybody to take maximum advantage of it. If you want to learn all about the compensation plan, go back to a call that I did several weeks ago It's in the archives. All of our Tuesday night calls are archived. So good information, good things happening. The pools are where the money is. And I'm actually happy that our recruiters pool was less, because that means we had lots of people participating in that program. So congratulations to everyone who earned money in any of the pools here this past month. Every week we give away 20 free gift cards. It's $1,000 in retail value, $200 in wholesale value. And the winner this week is out of Wausau, Wisconsin, Nancy Litzer. So even though my name is Lit and hers is Litzer, that's not why she was chosen. She was chosen randomly. So congratulations to Nancy. One of her gift cards that were redeemed was pulled out of the hat. And if you want to win $1,000 worth of retail product to give away to folks, all you got to do is use your gift cards, make sure they're redeemed, and get your name in the hat, and maybe you can win 20 free gift cards. So that leads us perfectly into our training for tonight, which is lead with the product, lead with the opportunity. What I want to do is start with an analogy before we get into the specifics of it. One of the things that I do with my family, which I really enjoy, is I do a martial art called Toshindo. And it's a ninjutsu art. It's a Japanese art that's been Americanized. And one of the things that's really interesting about this martial art is that the different levels of belts reflect a different element in the world. So there's yellow belt, blue belt, red belt, green belt. Yellow belt is considered the earth belt. And what that means is that all of the solutions, when somebody punches or kicks or grabs or throws you, that you're going to be very earthy. So that's the first thing you learn, is how to hold your ground, push people off, and to say stop and block and hold your ground. Then the next level is blue belts, and blue belt is the watery belt. And so you learn how to move back and flow and move your body in a way that you can get out of the way and then also attack. The red belts are aggression. It's about moving forward. It's about being fiery. That's the element that is reflected in that. And the green belt is wind. It's about being elusive and tricky. So you've got these different belts, yellow, blue, red, and green, that are attached to earth and water and fire and wind. And then the one belt that there is before black belt is called the brown belt. And the brown belt is called the void belt. And where it takes usually 6 to 9 months to get through yellow or blue or red or green, it could take a year and a half to 2 years to get through the brown belt, the void belt. And the reason is because you integrate all of the different things you learn in the different belts to come up with solutions that are a bit more improvised, to prove that you're able to do any of the moves at any time and pick the most appropriate type of move based upon your attacker, based upon the attack that's coming at you, that you can respond and react. And so it takes a little while to integrate that. Now, the reason I bring that up is because most people have a natural tendency. There are certain people whose the way that their body is built and who they are and how they move and how they relate to the world tends to be very earthy or very watery or very fiery or very windy. And so it's hard for them to move against their element. So they may be great at fire if they're super aggressive, but they may have a harder time with water being flowy, or maybe the opposite. You know, they may be very good at being flowy, but hard at, you know, have a difficult time with being earthy. So, you know, all of that relates to our subject tonight of recruiting, because there are certain people that are more naturally focused on product. They enjoy the health and wellness component of our business, and that's what they're most comfortable with. And there are other people that are more money-oriented, that enjoy promoting and enjoy being part of a business and being an entrepreneur and making money. So there's not a right or wrong answer, and certainly people can be successful just being 100% product-focused. And there can be people that can be successful just being 100% opportunity-focused. But what I want to talk about is being like that brown belt, being that void belt, being able to adjust your style to match the needs of the person that you're talking to. So instead of having your personality dominate the interaction, the communication, the connection, you really want to flip it around and say, who am I talking to? What are they most interested in? How can I connect with them? And if I can do it that way, then I'm going to be more successful, because really it's about your prospect. It's about what they want. So I may love wellness. I may love health. I may be a super strong advocate for healthy living and lifestyle, and I may be talking to somebody who's an unbelievable business builder, and there may not be a connection because I haven't learned to adapt and look for and react to who my prospect is. So that's something that I think is important. I think the other thing, too, is you get what you look for. So, you know, if you're always focused on health and wellness, then that's how the conversations are going to come up, and you're only going to see certain types of people, and you may miss out on fantastic, respected, business-oriented entrepreneurs, or vice versa. If you're a money-oriented person, you may miss out on somebody who may have a lot of influence as a doctor or a trainer or somebody who certainly has some credibility and could bring a lot to your business as a product-oriented person. And in some ways, as you're building your team, having at least one or two people that are the opposite way of you really helps. Because if you're totally business-oriented, you don't know much about the product, you don't care about the ingredients, and you find somebody who is then product-focused, then you can plug them in, whether they're upline or downline to you, and say, hey, you know, I've got somebody who could probably answer that question or help you out or respond to that a little bit more. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, what type of people are more product-focused, and I find that, you know, people find being product-focused a little easier because it's more tangible. You know, you're selling something specific. You're selling a jar of something. You're selling, you know, something that can be seen and tasted and enjoyed and experienced. Product-focused businesses tend to have a higher retention rate, and, you know, if you're product-focused, you'll love the gift cards because you get to hand out lots of samples. So if you have a strong personal testimonial, if you have specific results in specific time frames, and you know how to communicate that as to how these products have affected your life, then it's great for you to be able to use the gift cards and say, hey, you got to try this. You got to try this product. I lost 10 pounds in 10 weeks. You got to try this product. It eliminated my sweet tooth. You got to try this product. I can immediately feel within 3 days the benefits of digestion and how I just felt better. So whatever it is that you're feeling and experiencing, you want to be able to note that. You want to be able to be specific about that, because the more that you can say things that would be relevant to somebody else, specific experiences, you're going to attract other product-oriented, like-minded people. And that's why I believe on Autoship, you know, having the power of 10-pack and or having the control weight loss pack makes the most sense, because then the system is fully integrated, because then you're sharing testimonials about products that you use and products that can be used through the gift card marketing system. So that's how you make the connection, being a product-oriented person. You can also connect even at a higher level by talking about the challenges, the poisons in our food supply in general, and how our real food, whole food, raw food, live food, green food, vegan, organic, non-GMO, no artificial colors, flavors, sweeteners, fillers, products are different than what you take. It's amazing to me how many nutrition companies out there have products that have artificial colors and artificial flavors and artificial sweeteners, and it's like, gosh, you know, I'm trying to eat something healthy for myself, and even though these nutrition products may be more healthy than the junk food I'm eating, they're not really fully healthy. You know, if they've got a whole bunch of chemicals and artificial ingredients, it is really not the solution that people want. And so, you know, whether you're connecting on the specific testimonial level, the emotional level, or whether you're connecting on the maybe the more intellectual level of, you know, we really need to clean up our food supply, and especially if you have kids, you know, here's a way to connect with people and really, you know, let them know that we have a different solution. So that's the way that the product door is opened, And that's the way you get to the gift card very quickly, is to say, hey, you got to try this. I'm using these products. I have a great experience, and I'd love for you to try $50 worth, 2 weeks worth, absolutely free. The opportunity side of things is exciting because it provides potentially a bigger opportunity. When you're looking for business-oriented people, you've got people who are focused on money, focused on duplicating, and that's what this business is about. And so, you know, if you've got a money-oriented testimonial, and just like on the product side, it's really important that you create some sort of money-oriented testimonial. So even if you've been in the business 2 months, 6 months, 12 months, and you have not had much success, draw a line in the sand and say, hey, over the next 30 days, I'm going to go out and I'm going to hand out some gift cards and enroll 3-4 people. And if you can say, I earned $600, $1,000, I created a consultant and made $529 on that last month, you know, that money-oriented testimonial goes a long way. And don't worry about the last 7 months or 9 months or 11 months previously. Focus on the last 30 days. That's what people care about. So money-oriented, opportunity-oriented people, paint a picture. You got to hear this. You got to see this. And that's where our webinar really comes in. It's a very opportunity-oriented webinar. So understand what tools we have. Know what tools you're using in what way, so that you fit the needs of what your prospects are looking for. So, you know, there are needs out there on the product side because of the, you know, wellness crisis, insurance rates going up, and the crap that we're eating in our diets, and you know, the level of disease going up. And then there's obviously opportunity-oriented needs and solutions because our economy is so tough right now, and unemployment remains high, and people are burning through savings, and you know, they're having a hard time making ends meet. So there are people out there that want solutions on both sides, and by being able to do both, by able to communicate both, by being excited about both and knowledgeable and passionate about both, you can appeal to more prospects, you can make a more complete presentation, you can teach more people, and you know, all of those things are great. So people often ask me, you know, if I'm product oriented, if I really enjoy the products, you know, who should I talk to? Well, some people say, you know, I would love to talk to people who are overweight. Other people say, I love to talk to people who are super fit. Some people say, I love to talk with purists, people who really care about what they put in their body. Other people say, I love to talk to people who eat a lot of junk food because they're going to have the biggest and most noticeable experience. Some people want to talk to doctors. Some people want to talk to personal trainers. It doesn't really matter. What matters is that you're passionate and focused and excited about sharing your product testimonial with a certain type of person. So some people like to talk to folks in their neighborhood, in their area that they can meet and physically. Other people like to open up new markets and, you know, promote through social networking and online. It doesn't matter. The gift cards work in any way to help you to connect with people to say, you got to try this. I mean, that's all we're saying, is you got to try this product. You got to try 2 weeks of the product. On the opportunity side, of course, you know, if you're looking for people who are entrepreneurial, people who are successful, people who own their own businesses, realtors and mortgage bankers, people who may be in an industry that is up and down, people that don't have consistent cash flow or where times are tough, you know, they're going to be looking for additional alternative sources of income. And you know, we provide a way to, you know, to help to supplement income. So, you know, somebody asked me just today, hey, if you were to write a letter, an email or a letter that would accompany a gift card, you know, what would it sound like? And I said, well, you know, I would probably have two letters. I'd have one that would be more product-focused and one that would be more opportunity-focused, because I believe that the way that you use the gift card marketing system and how you approach people is different. So I'm just going to read some stuff to you, and we may be producing these and putting them out in some way here shortly. But, you know, the product-focused email would probably have a subject line of, you know, I want to give you $50 worth of weight loss products for free. It may say something like, would you like to try a weight loss program for free? It might say something like, did you eat 10 servings of fruits and vegetables today? If not, dot, dot, dot. So something to get somebody's attention either about weight loss or about anti-aging. And then it would say something like, you know, "Dear Mary, my name is David. You know, we met the other day at the gym. I'm a small business owner distributing whole food, raw food, super concentrated vegan weight loss products for a company called Purium. The company manufactures its own products, unlike 99% of the companies out there. And they just launched this amazing new gift card program that allows me to give away a two-week supply of our weight loss products for free. I only have a few of these gift cards left. It's first come, first served. You just pay for shipping and handling, $9.95, and the products are delivered right to your door. Even though the products are worth $50, with this gift card, you don't pay a penny for the products themselves. Please email me or call me to get a gift card redemption code today. I'll send it right out to you. I look forward to hearing from you. P.S. I lost 10 pounds using Purium products over the past 8 weeks. I'm sure you're going to love them." So that's probably what I would say, or something like that, is just to focus on, you know, the benefits of the products and my personal experience, and that they can try it out for themselves. Now, on an opportunity side, and this is the reason why I think you'd have to have a different letter, is if I'm talking to somebody who's more opportunity-focused, but met them at a, you know, a business mixer or something like that, then the subject line, you know, might be, "If you hate to sell, you're going to love this program. Would you like to get paid for giving away products for free? If you're looking for an additional income, not a second job, if you want to automate your income, check this out." So we would say something like, you know, "Dear Mary, my name's David. Remember, we met at this business mixer. I know you're busy. I am too. That's why I joined Purium, because this program is so easy. It's unlike anything else in the marketplace today. All I do is hand out gift cards, which gives my prospects 2 weeks' worth of all-natural weight loss or anti-aging products for free, and the system does the presentation and the follow-up for me. It's the ultimate combination of high-touch and high-tech, and believe it or not, this automated marketing system is absolutely free when you join the program. If you're 100% sure that you want another income and not another job, please email me or call me to get a gift card redemption code today. I'll send it right out, and you can try out the system, not the products. You can try out the system yourself. I only have a few of these gift cards left, first come, first serve. From the second you activate the card, the automated system is going to go to work. You'll receive a weight loss or an anti-aging product pack shipped right to your door. It's only $9.95 for shipping and handling. I guarantee you'll love the products as much as you love the system. And then 6 automated emails will arrive to you over the next 18 days. It's really slick. This is the way business is supposed to be. Low cost, simple, automated, leveraged, and profitable. Just email me or call me. I'll send you a gift card code so you can try out the system today. I look forward to hearing from you. P.S., there's a special going on right now where you have the opportunity to potentially double your money when you enroll just 3 people. People are looking for immediate return on investment, and that's another reason that this program is so successful right now. So something like that, again, where you're focused on unique benefits, low cost, simple, automated, easy, and that's what people are looking for. And they'd love to hear your own personal testimonial that says that you're having some success, or there's a way that they can have success being using these products, or using this system. And really, that's, you know, how I want to leave this call tonight, is people are saying to themselves, will this work, and will it work for me? You know, are these products good? Do they work? And do they taste good enough? And are they reasonably priced enough for me to use them on a regular basis? And so we're letting you try them for free. There's nothing more we can do other than give away the products and let you decide for yourself. Same thing on the business opportunity side. Will it work? And will it work for me? You know, what do I have to do? And, you know, what is this all about? And how does this system work? And why is it different in the marketplace than anything else? And how well are you doing with it? And so, you know, I encourage you to hand out gift cards and have your own personal testimonial, to be aggressive with the business right now, to be aggressive with the business as we go into the new year. Because the more successful you are, the easier it is to continue to be successful. This is a business of momentum, and by having some success and promoting that success, good things are going to start to happen. And we're seeing that all over the place. We have new people who have joined this month that have already earned over $1,000. We have new people that have joined this month that are having success moving up in the business very quickly, even though it's December, because they're following the system and they're doing the things they're supposed to do. So, you know, we're going to be promoting more of our own testimonials. So if you don't have your own testimonial, be looking for some of the things that we're going to be sharing as far as people who are successful, and we're going to be hearing from them on upcoming calls. So a lot going on, exciting things happening. Dave Sandoval will probably be in South Florida the first, second week of January to do another set of meetings, because we've got a lot of growth going on there. So, you know, raise your hand. Let us know how we can help you. Let us know what we can do for you. And if you're handing out gift cards and creating some action and creating some momentum, we're going to be there to support you every step of the way. So hopefully you've got some more strategies now on how to lead with the product, how to lead with the opportunity, and understand better what to say, what not to say, what to do, how to tie in your testimonial to get somebody excited about at least trying the products or at least trying the system. And, you know, it's all about activity. When you're inviting new people to learn about your business, when you're inviting new people to try the products, then you have the opportunity to be successful. So I hope that's what you're doing. And now's a great time. You know, now's a great time to be talking to people, because the people who are successful, the people who are really focused on being successful in life, they're already looking ahead to 2012, and they're not going to let the holidays slow them down. So thanks so much for joining us here this evening. And if you like what you heard, tell your team, and this call is going to be recorded. And we will catch you Thursday night. Dave Sandoval, the owner, and myself will be on the call to do a business opportunity presentation. And again, I believe Dave and Amy are going to be on for a Meet the Owners call tomorrow night. So a lot going on. We're here to help. And congratulations on a good month. And we're excited. Still a lot of the month to go. So thanks so much for your hard work. And we'll talk to you. I'll talk to you on Thursday night, tomorrow night. Dave and Amy will talk to you. Bye now. Thanks, everybody.